Welcome into today's community close-up. We have with us today
Libby Phillips from Spruce Pine Main Street.
I think it's about time for all the big happenings at Central Park on Lower Street to start up. So what's going on?
Oh, yeah. We are gearing up for our summer concert series and park programming. And that actually begins this weekend.
A lot's going to be going on. You're going to have movies again this year. You're going to have concerts. You're going to have live drama, all sorts of different stuff. Sounds like it's going to be a big year.
Yeah, we've got a lot planned. We're excited. We had great sponsorship support this year, so we went ahead and got everything planned, the concerts, the Parkway Playhouse is coming, just a lot on the books for the summer.
Okay, well, let's start with this weekend, and then we'll talk kind of going forward what's going to happen the rest of the year. So, and of course, with the weather forecast, we don't know what's going to happen rain-wise, so we're going right now on the idea that this is what's scheduled, and they can look at your Facebook page on Friday to see whether or not they bring their hip waders.
That's part of the fun, yep. It never fails. We have to account for the rain in the summer. But starting Saturday at 11 o'clock, we have the Parkway Playhouse Reading is a live group. They're going to come and do a performance of The Three Little Pigs. That's at 11, and that's a free event. It's usually about 30 minutes to an hour. So just bring a couple chairs, lawn chairs, blankets, whatever, and watch those kids do a live performance in the park. It's fantastic if you've never done it. And then at 6 o'clock that night, we have Nick Gonnering, who is from Burnsville, is scheduled to come and play acoustic out in the park from 6 to 8.
And so that's part of your summer concert series. Once that starts up, how often will you have those this summer?
We usually do the concerts once a month. Usually it's the first weekend in the month. It just depends on what day that falls on.
How all that works.
Yeah, sometimes we adjust that. This first one will be on a Saturday, June 8th, and then we'll have July 4th, which is, I think, a Wednesday maybe this year.
Yeah, I think it's on a Wednesday.
So, yeah, it varies with the calendar, but it's typically right the first of the month.
One of the things you've done the last couple of years, and it's really getting to be quite popular, is the movies.
Okay.
So tell me about what happens with the movies and what are we going to get to see this year?
Oh, yeah. Last year was a huge, huge hit with the movies. So we basically take our movie list to the second graders at Greenlee, and they pick the movies for the season. So,
well, now that's a cool way of doing it.
It is. It's a great little partnership we have with them. We scheduled the movies this year all in July because we had a huge turnout last year just with the summer, with kids being in town. Weather was great, and so that's what we've done again this year. All the movies will be scheduled in July. And we've got the Lego Movie 2. It's going to be the first movie on July 12th. July 19th will be How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. And July 26th will be Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween. Those are all rated PG, and they're all new movies.
And they're all free.
And they're free, yes.
Thanks to those sponsors that you mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So now the way that works, you just wait till whatever time it starts kind of getting dark. So everybody just bring their lawn chair, their blanket, whatever they want to do, just come down and relax.
That's right. Obviously, we do it right here in Central Park, and the yard is limited. So people really start coming early for that because it does. Last year, it filled up really quick, and we had a lot of people down here. We offer popcorn and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a little snack, you can purchase that down here. The movie's free. Just come. The movie will start at dusk, so obviously that's varies. But typically we think around 8:30, between 8:30 and 9 is when we try to get things going.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun, so folks should come and check that out. We throw a lot at everybody when we do this interview, but really it's easy to keep up with it. Basically, your Facebook page is probably the best place for the overall schedule. Is that correct? Or where could somebody look to get a schedule?
If you want a personal schedule for yourself, I can send you one. There's a calendar of events on the in the visitor center as well on the board outside. We have a banner with the calendar of events in the park. We have the events listed individually on Facebook in events, which is probably the best place to get the most up to date. Just because, let's just say, for example, like Friday, Saturday, we have 90% chance of rain. If we do have to reschedule, we try not to, but if we do have to, the most updated rain date and reschedule and information will be on the Facebook event.
Okay, so be sure to check that out to keep up with it. A lot going on. You've got some really great sponsors this year. There's a whole bunch of them.
There is.
Folks are starting to figure out this is a pretty cool deal.
There is. We're so excited this year. I think we have more than we've ever had. I'd love to give them a plug if we have time to
please,
do that.
Please do.
Silver sponsors were Burleson Plumbing, The Grove Church, Treehouse Mountain Realty. Our bronze sponsors were Edward Jones Investment, El Ranchero, and People's Furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And our signature sponsors were Appalachian Protective Services, Eben Concepts, Homes and Homes, House Sparks Realty, Superior Installation, and Whitson Electric.
Well, we really appreciate all those folks because thanks to them being such good community members, we're going to get to have a lot of fun this summer in the park absolutely free.
We are, and honestly, it is the best time down here. We've got some new restaurants coming. Most of the restaurants are going to be open. It's just really nice to be able to come downtown on the weekend, bring your kids, have something free to do. Doesn't cost you anything. You know, maybe spend a little money maybe at one of the restaurants, but just come out and enjoy this wonderful mountain town we have.
It's really good that folks can come and do that. And, of course, the park's available all the time. You know, maybe Sunday afternoon you won't kick back and relax. It's a good place. Or through the week, a spot to have lunch.
Absolutely. We've got tables and umbrellas, and we usually have music playing in the park. So it's a nice little stop in the middle of the week.
Yeah, it sounds good. Now, we would be amiss, since this is running on Thursday before the weekend, coming up not this weekend but next weekend, the aliens will arrive.
Right.
So we don't want for folks to forget about that close encounter.
That is true. It's going to be quite a weekend down here downtown. So get ready now. Get your parking plan in place. That event is privately hosted. It will be in downtown Spruce Pine. There will be some road closures. So stay tuned to their Facebook page as well. It is going to be a big, big, big weekend, a big time downtown.
And while you're downtown, we talk about the merchants and the fact we've got new folks and so much going on, but folks need to come down if nothing else. I know this is back to the space thing again, but the window decorations are cool and hilarious.
I know. They really are. Make sure you stop by and just take a peek at some of the window displays with all the aliens. I'm telling you, you're going to miss it if you're not down here.
That's for sure. One other thing I want to remember to mention, you mentioned July 4th. Am I still doing music on July 4th? I thought I was.
You are.
I know there's one little change, and I've got to get up with our parade guys in the Kiwanis Club, but they're going to start the parade a little bit later.
We are starting a little bit later this year. It's just a long lull between the normal time of the parade and the actual fireworks itself. So the plan is to start the Kiwanis Parade at 7,
mm-hmm.
and then immediately after the parade we'll have music in the park with games and bouncy house and all that good stuff. And then that'll roll right into the wonderful patriotic show
I found a new CD. Dennis found us a new CD, so we'll have some more music for that.
Honestly, we get more compliments on the fireworks and the music and then the whole event than you'd imagine. I mean, people come from all over to see it.
It is a good time. And just in case if anyone wonders, it is on July the 4th.
Yes. The Spruce Pine Fireworks Show is always on July 4th.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you taking a minute to talk to us, Libby, and we'll talk to you again soon. Lots of luck on the summer.
Thank you. We hope to see everybody downtown.
Our guest today, Libby Phillips of Spruce Pine Main Street. Libby, thanks again for taking a few minutes to talk to us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.